Okay, today is Monday, the 14th of September, 2020, at 12:58 p.m., and it is presently 65 degrees outside. This is a field report. I woke up at 4:30, really sore, and I knew I had been fighting with something, but I didn't know what. Didn't have a dream, at least none that I could remember. And I laid in bed for a couple minutes. I thought, well, maybe I'll get up, or maybe I'll go back to sleep. And I actually think I did get up and stood up, and then I decided, no, let me try to go back to sleep and see if I can get untired. I felt like I had slept okay. There's something that I've been able to learn over the months of this year and last year is I can tell when my physical body has gotten enough sleep, but when my spirit man has not gotten enough rest, then there is a difference. When you go to sleep, you're supposed to do both at the same time. Your spirit's supposed to rest and your body's supposed to sleep, and you wake up feeling refreshed. Well, under adverse conditions, that doesn't always happen. And I've been in adverse conditions now for quite some time. That would be a whole nother study, which I won't get into now, about my history of sleep. That's one of the reasons I want to get a 1,000-year nap into heaven, because I'll be able to sleep undisturbed. Anyway, all right, leave that alone. So I got up, I did get up at 4:30 or shortly thereafter, went out and made breakfast, and I really had planned yesterday on going shooting this morning when the range opens at 7, but I was still just too tired. I really couldn't do much, so I just sat in front of my computer. I watched TV, kind of mucked about. I didn't go back down to bed, and then finally, about 10 o'clock, I started feeling like I could do something. So I decided to drive up to the pass and sit in my chair and look at the freeway. And this it was smokier up there than it is here in the Snoqualmie Valley. Snoqualmie Valley, I don't smell that much smoke. It's foggy, but there's not a whole lot of smoke here. This is actually probably the cleaner part of the state, or the Northwest, interestingly enough. We had the window fan on part of last night, and I thought it was going to get all smelly in here, and it didn't. And then when I was outside and going to my car and stuff, it didn't smell hardly at all. I mean, but when I went up to Snoqualmie Pass, I could really smell the smoke up there. Well, I went up there, I had a bit of lunch, and I came back, and I was trying to figure out what to do, and I asked the Lord, and He said, "Well, why don't you go lay down, take a pain pill, and lay down." By that time, it was about 11 o'clock, and it takes 20 minutes for the Vicodin to take effect. So I knew that, okay, I'll just lay in bed. I watched a little TV. I'm working on a sci-fi series called Andromeda, which is actually a Gene Roddenberry story, and done after he passed away. But it was produced by his widow, Majel Roddenberry, and I really like it. There were 5 seasons. It was a Canadian show, I think. Now wait a minute. No, I don't remember. Well, anyway, I never saw it. If it was on TV, I never saw it. It's either because it was on Canadian TV, I know it was made in Canada, or I just didn't see it for whatever reason. And I think it was in the late 90s it was on, or maybe early 2000s. But yeah, 2001, 2000, yeah. So anyway, I watched a little bit of that, and I shut it off, closed my eyes, and I thought, well, I may sleep or I may just doze. And so I did, and about 30 minutes after laying there, I started into the realm of having visions. And suddenly I was in a room, or I came up to this, actually not a room, this guy was outside of a building. He was sitting on a bench or something, and he was talking to some people, which I didn't see, but he reminded me of some kind of a sage that was trying to expound wisdom of some kind. And I heard some of his words. I heard them pretty clearly, but they were weird and disjointed. And he was trying to sound wise, but what he was saying was just not wise. It was just stupid. And I got a good look at him. He had looked like he was in his mid to late 70s, longer gray hair, a bit of a beard, but his face was sort of disfigured. And this happened like within 2 seconds. It was that fast, and after that, it was over. And I go, after that, I go, well, first of all, I didn't like the guy. I mean, I didn't like being around him even to that short of time. But then I go, okay, he must be gone now. And with rule of engagement number three applied, and sure enough. Well, not long after that, I saw another guy doing something with his arm, and he's gone. And as I record this, I don't remember if I saw a third guy or not. I think I did briefly, or was aware of the presence of a third guy. Well, after all this happened, I inquired with the Lord, and pretty much he said that we had entered into the spirit space of some warlocks, a warlock headquarters. These were fallen angel warlocks that, practice their trade and try to anoint humans to become human males to become warlocks. And it turns out they were part of the Hell's Resources house assigned to the business that has the Black Lives Matter sign posted on the outside of the building in North Bend. And it's a photography and print shop business called The Medium. And it's a place, there's a, I've recorded about this before. There is a, it has a covered sidewalk, and the utility pole is on the outer edge of the sidewalk, just, it's in the sidewalk, but it's on the outside edge, just facing, just like 10 feet or 8 feet from the sign that says Black Lives Matter. So on the utility pole, I have been posting some words of God, which God has given me to post on an 8.5 by 11. I just tack them up there, facing the Black Lives Matter poster. Well, anyway, so in the vision that I saw really briefly, it kind of, where this guy was sitting was kind of reminded me of that building, and he was like sitting outside on the porch or the covered sidewalk, talking to anyone that would listen to him, basically. So these three guys, two for sure, three maybe, were part of that cabal. And as soon as that was over, my strength returned, my energy returned, and I got out of bed and went out to the kitchen and cooked a big pot of spaghetti. And now it's done, and I'm going to wait for it to cool down so I can, package it up, put it in the freezer so I can have frozen spaghetti when I mean, throw it in the microwave. All right, well, that is the end of this report, but it really was effective and very, very telling of how these conflicts are going. To the Lord's victory, the victory and the battle belong to the Lord. Praise God and thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Done.